Hi, my name is Lum Kwang. I presently live in Astoria, Oregon. I have lived in Portland from 98 for about a good 20 years in Portland prior to moving out to Astoria.
Cool. And so I understand you have an upcoming show entitled A Stand-Up Tragedy, A Fireside Chat with Lum Kwang. Can you tell us what people will get to see at that show?
Yes. This is something that I have been thinking about for quite a while. I am a Vietnamese refugee. I came over with my family in 75. I came out of Vietnam fairly unscathed with my mom and two younger brothers. And, of course, we left some family behind. And I just wanted to tell the stories of a country about the war and the story of what my family, especially what my mom went through to raise us and to keep us safe from the war.
And so what inspired you to create this show?
The impetus has been, I've been thinking about this for quite a while, about all the war that this country, United States, inflict upon the rest of the world, mostly. And I just want to tell my story, a war that went through during my time there, and to shed light on the atrocity that went on and the suffering of basically example of, you know, my family and my mother and what my people went through, and all the bombings and the suffering that happened there. It's something I have thought about for quite a while, and of course, you know, learning and listening and reading more and more of the stories of what went on and what still goes on in different parts of the world, where the United States continually inflict the military might against people or around the world.
Right. And what are you hoping people get out of seeing your show?
I call it stand-up tragedy. Stand-up comedy is something that I thought about, but it just did not fit into what I want to do. The phrase stand-up has a lot of connotation. Stand up for your rights, stand up to speak up. I want my ideal, this is much bigger than me. I want this to be a healing process. I know a lot of people that goes through suffering, different tragedy in their lives, be it a war-torn country, being sexual harassment or whatever. We all have these stories to tell and really need to get out there. It's quite a cathartic experience to get out there. It's pretty scary as well. You really put yourself out there, and I'm hoping that people understand what you're going through and accept what you went through. And it's quite a healing process. And I want this to evolve into much more than just me. I want to eventually host and help people tell their stories.
So how do you see your experience as a Vietnamese refugee paralleled in our current political situation?
Oh, there's so much. Well, you know, all the bombing. And the United States is an empire. And accept it or not, it is an empire that inflicts the military might throughout the world. In Vietnam, I don't know if most people know about this, but the United States dropped more bombs in Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, and Southeast Asia of that war than all of World War II combined, and not to mention all the chemicals that was dropped there. So what goes on now is not that much different. We, I guess, are responsible. We're paying for the U.S. Defense Department to inflict war and taking resources from different places around the world. You know, Syria, Iraq, Somalia, you name it. It's, you know, in South America, it's continue process to remove and taking resources from these places and inflict pretty brutal, pretty cruel. I guess lack of a better word is the forces that inflicted upon these places, not just the people, but the plants, the trees, the animals are being continually being destroyed. And we are in a world of hurt right now with this, our environment is being constantly destroyed by, especially the military has a huge part of this process. And we need to stand up and speak out.
Yeah. And that no part of this sort of exploitation is isolated. It's all intertwined.
Exactly. It goes on and on and on. And we have so much to tell. There's so many different people that need to get the stories out. It's just an example of somewhere, I mean, here in, you know, Hillsboro, where my boys have his soccer practice, and there's this tiny little farm that is left of what the city has taken over, and through using their taxes and taking the land and basically extracting the land and selling to highest bidder, and people, we're losing a lot very quickly. And people need to tell the story. Nobody I'm not saying nobody, but people don't get to communicate. People don't get to get their ideas out, their stories out there.
Is there a time in your life where you've been able to express a story like that, or you've seen someone express it and seen it make a difference?
Well, you know, that's a good question. Because I don't know if I said I don't care, but I do. I care enough to want to get these stories out there. I know it matters enough of the stories and get out there, and people do feel it. I know there's a lot of very heavy stuff goes on right now, and all it. Through the media, to especially our younger kids are speaking out, and the environment, the atrocity that goes on, and we as adults need to be able to stand up and speak out as well, because the future doesn't look that good to us right now. I mean, all the, you know, the global warming, the fire going on in Australia, and all the trash that we put out to the world—it's pretty troublesome. We We have to stand up and speak out.
And those stories give you a better understanding for that, do you think?
Oh, indeed. I think so. Stories, I mean, as humanity, story is what all we have. And story makes, has always been get together, has always been how we relate information to each other is through stories. And it's fascinating when a story is told well. I want to use humor. I want to use pain. I want to use examples to really make this experience more graphic and to get these points across. It's really important to us.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else you'd like to impart to our listeners today?
Yes. The show that I'm doing is on Saturday the 15th at Headwaters Studio Theater. And it's a sliding scale. I wish free, but we have to pay for expenses and all that. So it's we're charging from $10 to $25 on a sliding scale. So, yeah, so that's I hope people get to come and see and get to experience what a good story nonetheless. It's at 8 o'clock. The doors open at 7.
Well, thank you so much for being here with us.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Lam Kwong, who has a new show, A Stand-Up Tragedy, A Fireside Chat with Lam Kwong, at the Headwaters Theater on Saturday, February 15th from 8 to 9 p.m., excuse me. More information available on Headwaters Theater website. For KBOO News In Depth, I'm Althea Billings.